The Eagle's Talon by John French, read by John Banks. Sample from Eagle's Talon Vox Fragment 7. Please review and confirm recording clarity before accessing full archive.
Choke point breached! They're coming through!
How long until they are past you? Commander Gamus, this is Arkad. Their auto-defenses are back online. Advance on target stalled.
This is Theophon. Choke point 1 has failed. Pulling back to choke point 2. They're going to be into Prime Arterial Corridor in 6 seconds.
They are behind us. All units, this is Gamus. I'm cutting Prime Arterial Corridor. Charges firing in 5, 4, 3, 2, detonate.
Detonation good. Prime Arterial Corridor closed. That should slow them down.
Theophon, how long until they bypass the wreckage?
Best guess, 100 to 150 seconds, Commander.
Arkad, are you at the bridge atmosphere control?
We have heavy resistance, Commander. We are... Arkad!
This is Theophon. Choke point 2 reached and holding.
Arkad, what is your strength and status?
Commander, we...
Transmission terminated.
They are on us! By dawn, there are too many of them. We cannot hold this position.
Arkad, what is your strength and objective status?
Commander, this is Theophon. Choke point will be overrun in 30 seconds.
Arkad.
He is gone, Gamus. What are your orders?
Arkad!
We are losing this, brother. There is no other choice. If we do this, then it must be now.
Recording clarity confirmed. Proceeding. Accessing full records designated Eagle's Talon. Authorization accepted. Retrieving initial file command notation. File accessed. Praise be to the machine. Praise be to the seeker of secrets.
197 days, 10 hours, 17 minutes and 31 seconds from the first strike of the Battle of Talan. The macro-transporter Eagle's Talon impacted onto the surface of the planet. The effect on immediate ground operations on the southern continent was profound and has been recorded extensively elsewhere. However, the incident's role in the course of the wider engagement is difficult to judge. The Battle of Talan is still a recent event in the ongoing civil war. At the time, the fall of the Eagle's Talon was thought to be the result of action by an element or elements from the Loyalist Imperial Army warships within the Talon system, or a catastrophic failure of the ship's own protocols. Both of these presumptions are false. The Vox file attached to this record consists of signals captured from a 7th Legion strike force on board the Eagle's Talon prior to its atmospheric re-entry. Signal capture was accidental and the result of passive operations in place throughout Perturabo's forces. This record, like the means by which it was obtained, remains unknown to all outside of our Legion. The strength of the Imperial Fist strike force is estimated to have been 3 squads, designated as Gamus, Theophon, and Arkad. All 3 squads were of recon configuration, with light armaments only. Infiltration onto the vessel is believed to have been by gunship and micro-hull breach. Mission command was embedded within the strike force as part of Squad Gamus.
Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 1. Record proceeds. Praise the machine.
Squad Theophon at Waypoint 1. 0 resistance. No signs of detection.
Confirmed, Theophon.
Proceeding to Arterial Corridor Beta.
Theophon, hold position.
We are exposed here, Commander. The plans were not accurate. There are 4 spurs off this junction, and the marked gantries have been removed. There are cutting torch marks on the walls and floor. We have no cover, and this ship is waking up to drop a lot of armor onto the surface. If anything comes through, we will be compromised.
Understood, Theophon. The order stands. Hold your position.
This is Arcad. Conveyor shaft breached. Grav chutes active. We are ready to ascend.
Ascend, Arcad. Hold at the second waypoint.
For Dawn and the Emperor. Squad Arcad at waypoint 2. High levels of crew and servitor activity. Zero resistance. No signs of detection.
Confirmed, Arcad. Theophon, you may proceed.
By your word, Commander.
This ship is vast.
You should have familiarized yourself with the layout, Arcad. I hope you will not be surprised by other details.
Awe is the gift of the eye and the ear, not the mind or the cold numeral.
I suppose I can hardly dispute the words of the Primarch. This ship is in the top displacement class for a vessel of its type, but it is not unique.
It is impressive, though, even to the likes of you, Commander.
The likes of me, Arcad?
I think Sergeant Arcad is meaning to respectfully use this tactical communication channel to imply that you are long in the tooth, Commander.
I do not take compliments from my subordinates, Arcad, even if our units have a reputation to maintain.
Squad Theophon entering Arterial Corridor Beta now. It is in use, Commander. Floor vibrations. There is a tracked unit moving nearby, but out of visual.
Closing or moving away?
Moving away. Vibration is reducing.
Can you reach the hatch to the power conduit?
Yes, if we move now.
Proceed, Theophon.
Do we need to do this? We can discard this objective and advance on the primary.
Proceed to the power conduit and set the charges, Theophon.
Aye, Commander. Squad Theophon proceeding to secondary objective Gamma.
Confirmed, Theophon. Arcad, hold your position. One step at a time, brothers.
By your word, Commander.
Record access proceeding.
The Imperial Fist's infiltration onto the Eagle's Talon occurred simultaneously with her major but unnamed engagement in the center of Talon's southern continent. This engagement was dominated by Titan and Knight-class war machines, and at the time, it was the largest since Loyalist reinforcements had arrived in system. Given the weight and power of the forces involved, it was possible that if either side achieved a decisive victory, then they might be able to derive an overall tactical advantage and then claim victory on Talon as a whole. The Eagle's Talon was the largest of a number of transports positioning to drop forces onto the southern continent. Had it succeeded, it could well have tipped the battle in favor of the traitor forces.
Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 2. Record proceeds. The machine dreams. The machine knows all.
Squad Theophon at portside power conduit, designated secondary objective Gamma. Zero resistance. No signs of detection.
You are using a direct link, Theophon. Is there a problem with your Vox equipment?
The Vox is clear, brother.
Then proceed to complete the objective and return to the approved mission frequencies.
I wanted to speak without Arcad hearing.
The time for that has passed, Theophon. You have made your misgivings known. I have heard and understood your concerns and deemed them of less weight than the needs of this operation. Proceed with the secondary objective. That is my will.
If the primary mission fails, will you do it? You will detonate the charges.
If this ship completes a full tactical deployment onto the surface, the battle below will be lost.
And if that battle is lost?
Theophon, this is not the time.
If it is lost, then what will happen? Will the war for Talon end? Will the Imperium be lost? Or will everything simply continue as it was before?
Victory is made by every detail, every battle, great and small. Never forget that, brother. No fight is insignificant, and we cannot know what deeds the fate of all might rest upon. All we can do is fight, when we can, with everything we have.
And if we detonate a charge on this power conduit, it will cut the ship's engines and push it into the planet's grasp. It will hit the surface. The immediate blast will flatten everything across half the southern continent. What of our allies down there? What of the battles they fight? Fire from the sky does not care who it burns.
Most forces loyal to the Emperor are already in shelters beneath the surface.
One crack, just one, and the poisoned air of Talon will get in. And then there will be a shelter for nothing but corpses.
There are always prices to be paid in war, brother.
I know, Gamus. I remember. Fall is far away, but I have not forgotten what survival costs. But it is for us to bear that cost, not mortals. This is our war, a legionary war. Our kind began it, and we should pay the price for our own victories.
It is not what I intend, brother. If the primary objective is met, then none of this will be necessary.
And if that fails?
Then this ship falls.
And those below?
No one lives on Talon, brother. Only the dead who have yet to go to their graves. Place the charges as planned, Theophon. Detonation vox keyed to my control.
By your word, Commander.
Record access proceeding.
The taking of a large spacecraft is not a simple task. The number of troops involved to successfully control or purge a population of thousands, even tens of thousands, of human crew are similar to those needed to conquer a conurbated city. Combined with the issues of fighting in a confined and profoundly hostile environment, boarding missions are well named in the Imperial military doctrine as Zone Mortalis, the ground of death. The most common method of taking a ship is the targeting of either the primary or secondary bridge. Without effective command elements, even a warship is just a lump of metal drifting in the void. Because of this vulnerability, command points are the most heavily defended locations on a ship. To take or destroy a bridge by boarding action is normally a matter of slow attrition by specially equipped troops or a lightning-fast strike by an elite force with overwhelming strength. To try and take a ship by infiltration is unusual. The actions of the Imperial Fists on the Eagle's Talon indicate a lack of suitable forces, but also a degree of imagination that we have not previously credited to the Sons of Dawn. As in all things, assumption is the seed of ruin.
Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 3. Record proceeds. The machine is all. All is the machine.
Commander Gamus, this is Arkad.
What is your situation, brother?
We have a problem. We are moving through the rear spinal levels, but the plans were not accurate, Commander. The layout is totally different. We have had to divert, and the only option was to use the vents in the upper crew decks. We are right on top of the enemy.
What is the enemy's strength?
Uncertain, but substantial, and they are at battle readiness. They may be human, but a lot of them are naval armsmen, plus there are hundreds of mustering tank crew. We came close to compromise 3 times. We are holding position in a cavity above the companionway marked as 67 Gamma 2 on the original plans, as far as I can tell. There is a sub-arterial passage leading to the primary target, not 10 meters from your current location. Can you shuttle your squad across the passage to it? Enemy activity is constant. They move without pattern, and the longest gap has been 6 seconds. Can you work your way back and take a different route? We can't go back. A crew must have moved into the last location we came through, and there is another problem. Tell me.
There is a Mechanicum presence in this area, at least cohort strength. Thalaxii and Myrmidon troops, and Legio Cybernetica maniples. They are on full alert, sensors primed.
Your suggestion, Sergeant. Speak plainly.
First, we need a diversion, Commander. Something to get their attention, but not jeopardize the mission. Something that could just be a severe accident.
We could blow the hoist on the main port conveyor, drop it down 50 decks. Potentially a lot of damage, but they should not realize it was deliberate for at least 50 to 70 minutes.
My squad can reach the conveyor shaft from our current location. Go on, Arkad. What is the next step?
Even with the diversion, we are going to need to eliminate two of the crew before we can proceed.
That is a substantial risk. Why?
Because there are armsmen posted within 5 meters of the vent we would have to drop through.
You have planned both kills?
Yes. Sniper shot for the first, through the grate. We drop through at the same time. Take the second, pick up both corpses, take them with us.
The guard's absence will be noted, even if the kills are clean.
Correct. I estimate that we will have no more than 7 minutes until their absence is discovered.
You will have to reach the primary objective inside that time and destroy it. You can do that?
Yes.
Very well, Arkad. We will proceed as you suggest.
Thank you, Commander. You honor me.
Record access proceeding.
The preoccupation with honor amongst many of the legions is a factor which can only be seen as a weakness in the current climate. In the time of the Great Crusade, it had merit in bonding warriors together to a single purpose and maintaining the ideals for which the Crusade was supposedly being waged. Now it can be seen only as a flaw in those that still carry it, and, more importantly, an advantage ripe for greater exploitation. What function does honor serve, other than to create hesitation when there should be swift action, and to create doubt when there should be none? The following is a pointed illustration of this flaw.
Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 4. Record proceeds. The machine sees all. Every deed is illuminated in the eye of the machine.
You are worried, brother. I could hear it in your silence after Arkad spoke of honor.
We are in the middle of a mission, and you think this is the best use of a personal Vox channel.
I am your brother in blood and bond, Gammas. Need I list the battlefields that we share to earn the right to question if my commander harbors unspoken doubts? I do not think I need request that right. It is mine already.
Yes, perhaps it is.
You need not doubt, Arkad, brother. He is young, that is all.
He is not. No one remains young in this war.
He never knew the Great Crusade. He is one of the first of us who have only ever known war with ourselves. In time, all Space Marines will be like Arkad. That he still thinks of honor in such times should give you hope.
There is no honor in what we are doing, only necessity.
I know some amongst the Legion who would say that our kind have no place claiming honor. Shadow dwellers and assassins, some call us.
We fight our battles in silence, not dishonor. If the Primarch believed otherwise, then the recon squads would never have been adopted.
You seem to make an argument against your own worries, brother.
We are old, my friend, and we were old when we went into the shadows to make war.
But Arkad is no aspirant, brother. He was blooded at Fall. I have seen few better as a squad leader, even among those with decades more experience.
But from that battle he came to us, to a war against our enemies, fought without ever looking them in the eye. This should not be the cradle in which the young learn to fight. It should be where the old come to die, where we come to die.
A more melancholy way of seeing ourselves I cannot imagine.
The chances of success are slim, brother. The chances of survival even lower. If we die here, who will carry our names back to the Temple of Oaths? Will there even be a legion to remember us? And if there is, what type of warriors will they be?
I cannot help wondering, brother, if it is not Arkad's honor that worries you, but your own.
Record access proceeding.
We can deduce that the 7th Legion operation on board the Eagle's Talon had as its focus one of the crucial command and control systems of the ship, most likely the communications trunk that linked the bridge to the stations which enacted its orders. If the communications on a ship of such size can be cut, then it leaves the whole vessel frozen in action, the bridge unable to give commands, and the crew and systems without commands to enact. In a living creature, we might liken it to severing the nerves connecting brain and body, leaving both alive but paralyzed, the mind locked within its skull. Such a plan requires a high degree of precision and nerve, but these qualities have never been in doubt when it comes to the Imperial Fists. There is, though, the self-evident truth that the more precise and delicate an operation, the more it is prone to error. And once disrupted, the chances of mission collapse expand at an ever-accelerating rate. As we know well, the boundary between disaster and triumph is a razor-cut line.
Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 5. Record proceeds. The machine is eternal. The eternal is an expression of the machine.
Squad Gammas in position. All units confirm readiness and location.
Theophon in place, holding a choke point on Prime Arterial Corridor.
Squad Arkad, we are ready.
On your word, Arkad.
Confirmed, Commander. Detonate conveyor shaft charges on my mark. Stand by. Detonate!
Alert sounding on port decks.
Corridor beneath our position cleared. Squad stand by to engage. Execute. Targets down. Moving to...
Arkad?
Thalaxii and automata engaging us. Returning fire.
Full alert active. Blast doors sealing on our level.
We are pinned down on a gantry complex at junction 5107.
Commander, permission to close choke point.
Permission denied.
The ship's auto-weapons are activating. Commander!
Arkad, advance on the primary objective. Receiving fire from 2 arcs. Correction, 3 arcs. Effective squad strength at 4.
Move for the objective. You must reach it.
We will not reach it. The auto turrets will rip us in half.
No, you will reach it. I will give you an opening.
How is that possible? Half the ship is trying to kill us.
Because my squad is about to hit the servitor controls for your sector.
Record access proceeding.
The advantages of a force operating covertly against a more powerful enemy are few, but chief amongst them are the twin elements of surprise and confusion. If one individual can visit destruction across a large area in a short space of time, then that individual is not merely one in the minds of their foes. They are many, With planning and aggression, they can seem to be everywhere. Though the attached records are only auditory, it can be simply deduced that the three squads of the Strike Force were spread at different locations through the decks of the Eagle's Talon. Squad Arcad, having taken casualties and under fire, had been attempting to reach the mission's primary objective. Squad Gammas, the command squad for the mission, is located in the machine spaces of the higher decks. Squad Theophon is standing ready to cut the primary route by which enemy reinforcements can move into Arcad's location.
Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 6. Record proceeds. Knowledge and the machine are one. The machine is the child of knowledge.
Fire intensifying, Commander!
Detonating! Auto-defense weapons are reported as down.
Arcad, move now! Squad Arcad, move!
Arcad, what is your status?
Squad, strength, now two!
You are wounded.
I don't need my left arm to run. Enemy forces are at our heels.
Estimate time to target.
2 minutes, but we will not make it if they keep coming.
Theophon, close the choke point.
By your word. Squad Theophon, engaging now. Full fire. Cut them down.
Target in sight. Forces are pursuing us, turning to engage.
Keep moving.
This is Theophon. We have enemy forces closing through our fire.
Strength and direction?
All of them, and every direction.
Record access proceeding.
At this point, the probability of the mission succeeding without the loss of all forces was 0.0. This fact would have been known to the Imperial Fists, but it would not have inhibited their ability to function. They, like all of us raised by the gene seed of our sires, are not bound by the weaknesses of lesser beings. They would have known that they would not survive. The only question would have been whether or not they could still succeed.
Time elapsed from previous record, 00.00.24. Accessing Eagle's Talon Incident, Vox Fragment 7. Record proceeds. The machine is Alpha. The machine is Omega.
Choke point breached! They are coming through!
How long until they are past you?
Commander Gammas, this is Arcad. Their auto-defenses are back online. Advance on target stalled.
This is Theophon. Choke point one has failed. Pulling back to choke point two. They are going to be into prime arterial corridor in 6 seconds.
They are behind us.
All units, this is Gammas. I'm cutting prime arterial corridor. Charges firing in 5, 4, 3, 2, detonate.
Detonation good. Prime arterial corridor closed. That should slow them down.
Theophon, how long until they bypass the wreckage?
Best guess, 100 to 150 seconds, Commander.
Arcad, are you at the bridge atmosphere control?
We have heavy resistance, Commander. We are...
Arcad.
This is Theophon. Choke point two reached and holding.
Arcad, what is your strength and status?
Commander, we...
Transmission terminated.
They are on us! By dawn, there are too many of them. We cannot hold this position.
Arcad, what is your strength and objective status?
Commander, this is Theophon. Choke point will be overrun in 30 seconds.
Arcad!
He is gone, Gammas. What are your orders?
Arcad!
We are losing this, brother. There is no other choice. If we do this, then it must be now.
Arkad, can you hear me? Arkad, you have to reach the target.
Choke point 2 breached, falling back into ventilation system. It is now, Gamus. The primary target is lost.
If Arkad can reach the target,
Arkad is gone. If you don't blow the power conduit now, then we will have failed.
I will not do it, Theophon. You are right. We do not slaughter our own allies for victory. I am a son of Rogal Dorn. I will not be the bringer of such annihilation.
Then we die here in failure.
We all die as we were meant to.
No, we were made for a different age, brother. It was not me that was right. It was you. If we fail even for an instant, even in the smallest of things, then there will be no future.
Better to be no more than to betray what we once were.
The choice is not yours, Gamus. The charges are not keyed to your command. I thought I would stay your hand if we reached this point. But now, the hand that will fell this ship will be mine.
Brother!
No! And this is not victory or betrayal. It is sacrifice.
Transmission terminated. Transmission terminated. File error. Vox capture record ends.
The Eagle's Talon fell from Talon's sky. The blast wave from the initial impact traveled over 300 kilometers. Winds of over 1,000 kilometers an hour spun debris from the ground and scattered into the burning air. The engagement on the southern continent was ended in an instant. Earthquakes split the ground, and tidal waves surged across the sludge-clogged seas. Nucleonic fallout from the reactor failure rose up and spread across the atmosphere. On any other planet, this one event would have doomed all life to a slow death, smothered beneath a blanket of ashes. But this was Talon, and the dead planet could not die twice. The consequences of this one incident are difficult to judge. Would events have unfolded differently if these few scraps of valor and foolishness had taken a different shape? Perhaps. For our purposes, it is enough to know that it happened. Will this split in character repeat within the Imperial Fists? Can advantage be taken from it? The questions remain open, but one thing can be certain. For this intelligence to be useful to our Legion, it must remain unknown. I tender my advice to you, my Lord Father, that once you have reviewed this record, you can sign it to oblivion.
Initiating record purge. Enter the word of obliteration to proceed. Purge process complete. Seeking all archive records designated Eagle's Talon. No records found. The machine knows all. All is known in the machine.
That was Eagle's Talon by John French, read by John Banks.